He had dealt with the religious zealots for a wee. Jemmy sought to pacify feuds between the nobles and daunting the borders and Hielands. He declared in 1597 that all heritors in the Hielands and Isles should bring their evidence to the Chacar or lose their lands. The king sent fleets to the west, with the Heid Mace Detla bringing in his rents. But in 1609, the Heids of Kin agreed to gie uphod to the Kirk of Scotland and big new kirks. In 1616, the Privy Council enacted that for new own, Heids of Kin and the Hielands should learn the Scots' lead and limit their numbers of foliars. Between 1599 and 1607, Jemmy allowed some Lawland lords, the Fife Adventurers, to plant Lewis and turn out the MacLeods. But at the hinner end, it was another Hieland chiel, McKenny of Kintyre, that balked out the disjasket Lawland company and planted his ain folk. The king had a particular hatred for the MacGregor clan, that he thought held his authority in heech contemption. And in 1603, after the clan had bluted the Colquhouns at the Fecht of Glenfruin, their name was banned, and siller offered for MacGregor Heids. Jemmy took a particular interest in the borders, where families such as the Eremstrangs, Kerrs and Scots had lang raided over the border, whiles breaking the truces made by kings. Here, on the West Merch, the lang-stoning feud between John Lord Maxwell and James Johnstone of that ilk brak until open weir on 6 December 1593, when one of the biggest fechts between 12 families was focht at the Sons of Dreif by Lockerbie. In fact, Maxwell's 12,000 foliars was drawn ben the toon, scaled all gates, and 700 of them cut doon by Johnstone's 400 men. It was their louse axe that King Jemmy couldna thole. When Elizabeth of England died in March 1603, Jemmy became King of England, Ireland and Wales forby. He was the first body to ring over the hale British Isles his lane with nae king's contraire. Biding maistly in London now, Jemmy thought his cell imperial. In 1604, he changed his kingly style to King of Great Britain, meaning the Hale Island, threep it on the use of the term British, and called for a new giant flag. He even soaked the yoking of England and Scotland with a parliament, laws and religion. But the Ingles and Scots couldn't agree on terms. They would share a king, aye, and whiles work with one another, but other gates would hod gone as twa freestoning kinricks. Jemmy would visit his hameland just yince mair, between May and August 1617. But he left the Privy Council, steed it in Embra, to run the Kinrick. Hit was heed it by Alessander Seton, Earl of Dunfermline, as Chancellor, and signed Sir Thomas Hamilton as Secretary of State. They kent how to deal with the King's Honlin, and one to tell the King he was out of touch getting. The King hid in 1606, broke in bishops to maister the kirk. He threep it that sundry old rites, sic as the celebration of particular fests, sacraments, and kneeling at communion, should be ta'en on by the Presbyterians, but they were sair agin him. At the hinner end, mony folk wadna conform to the King's five articles of 1617, as they were kent. So the King said he would make nae mair novations. Now that Jemmy's mocht striddled baith kinricks, he could deal with old fashery for baith sides of the border. On the merches, the King held to pit doon reivers. A joint commission of Ingles and Scots, we at St. Polis, was tried out in 1605, and sat again in 1618. In 1607, he declared some lords at Ulster forfeit, and come up with a ploy to saddle Ingles and Lawland Scots in their steeds, thinking this would hot Gaelic lords louping the shuch to honder yin another. The MacDonald family rose up through 1614 and 1615, steered with Campbell early Argyll, that had gotten charters to the king's lands in Don Ert. Campbell put their eyes in Dun and maistered the Sooth Isles, planting Lawland folk at Inverera and Cameltoun in Kintyre. Another quirky airt was Orkney and Shetland, for Queen Mary's half-brother, Lord Robert Stuart, had become Earl and Lord in 1581. His son, Earl Patrick, Kent as Black Patey, ruled as a tyrann over his folk. He took a learn of Norse and Scots law where it suited him, and troke it with the King of Denmark. But in 1608, the Bishop of Orkney speared for the King's help. Patrick was called to Lembra in 1609 and given the jail. Norse law was abolished in 1611, and when the Earl's son started arising, Patrick was put to death in 1615. Outlan, King Jemmy was sookit into the 30-year weir. His daughter, Elizabeth, had married on Friedrich V of the Palatinate in 1613, but when the Protestant nobles of Bohemia made him king in 1619, instead of the Emperor Ferdinand II, the twa gaed to weir. Colonel John Seton and Sir Andra Grey took gae near 3,000 Scots ower, and both of them fund themselves siege in toons in Bohemia. Jens Friedrich was near vanquished, and the weir scaled into the Palatinate. King Jemmy called a parliament in Embra in 1621 that voted Sylla for the weir and for the uphod of his daughter, Elizabeth. The king's wife, Queen Anne, had whiles ensnarled herself in the politics of the Scots court. In particular, she made herself a fae of Chancellor Maitland that had claimed lands stented per Anne's marriage contract. In 1594, she took Dowie after the king gied Prince Henry to be reared up with the Earl of Mar's family at Stirling. So she and the Mar kindred was Caldriff. She fled at the king in 1593 when she turned a Catholic in Hidlands. But Jemmy found this useful in his dealings with the Pape and Catholic poors. Anne's new religion made her a friend of the Earl of Huntly, and whiles she pled his cause. But after Anne gaed down to England, she never played as muckle a part in court politics as she had done in Scotland. She died on the 4th of March, 1619, at Hampton Court in London. King Jemmy died on the 27th of March, 1625, at Tibbles Park House, England, and was buried in Westminster Abbey, London. Bringing about the giant kingships alone made him kenspeckle, but he was innovative in many other ways. He was a poet and a scriver, and wrote political works such as the Basilica in Doron in 1599. He decreed that in 1600 the year would start on the 1st of January, instead of the old calcule of the 25th of March, conform to changes in the calendar of Braid Europe. This new calcule is what folk uses the day.